You're listening to SBS News.
Sickening attacks on Australians of multicultural backgrounds have become more frequent, even as Australia slows the spread of COVID-19.
Go back to China.
Following incidents like those just heard on public transport and even workplaces, the New South Wales government has launched a public awareness campaign. The state's Attorney General Mark Speakman says it aims to help victims of racially fueled threats and abuse understand their legal rights.
A criminal law was introduced in 2018 in New South Wales. It makes it a criminal offence to threaten or incite violence on the basis of someone's race, religion, gender, sexuality or HIV/AIDS status.
The campaign encourages people to report threats of violence to police. Offenders could face up to 3 years in prison.
Look, they don't belong here, so we need to get out there and take immediate action against these people.
That was part of the video campaign, which highlights language used against people with Asian heritage in particular during the global pandemic. The message is simple. Public threats against some of us are a problem for all of us. Emma doesn't want to reveal her identity because she is afraid of backlash.
I've been called a cockroach, always the F word. I've been told to get back to my country.
Peter Dukas is the chair of the New South Wales Ethnic Communities Council. He believes the problem will become worse if it isn't addressed immediately.
Ultimately, it's based around a core of ignorance, and it's spreading. But it's a little bit more concerning than it was during the Sydney siege, because that was a one-off event that ended relatively quickly. This is an ongoing thing, and I think it's going to become if we don't stamp it out early, it will become ingrained.
Increased attacks have prompted community groups to conduct their own research to see how widespread the abuse is. Simon Chan from the Chinese Australian Forum says many victims of racially motivated attacks simply don't know they could do anything about it.
They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. Sometimes they think that maybe it's a little bit trivial for the police, and so they don't necessarily report it. And some of them, like a lot of Asians, like to keep to themselves. So therefore, they're not particularly, keen to sort of go and make a lot of noise about it.
One survey by the Asian Australian Alliance found nearly half of the incidents it recorded took place on a public street or sidewalk, usually in the form of a racial slur. More than 60% of the victims were female, and the majority of respondents didn't report the incident to police. The campaign is live from the 25th of May and includes a podcast and posters, sending a clear message that physical and verbal abuse is never okay. For victims, including Emma, change can't come soon enough.
My husband works in a real estate agent, and he has signboards, and people could tell from his last name that he's of Asian origin, so sometimes the signboards will just get vandalised.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.